From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Polls have just closed in Wisconsin, where John Kerry is running in a tight race with John Edwards, according to network exit polls, but not by the comfortable margins that he's enjoyed elsewhere is he leading. North Carolina Senator Edwards is running a strong second, with former Vermont Governor Howard Dean third. John Kerry has spent the day in Wisconsin. The front runner took aim there at the Bush campaign.
This is not a conservative Republican administration. This is an extreme radical administration, and we need to replace them with common sense and fundamental American values, and that's exactly what I intend to do.
John Kerry earlier today. NPR's Scott Horsley has been traveling with the Kerry campaign, and he joins us from Middleton, Wisconsin, where Kerry will address supporters later this evening. John Kerry has been winning with very big margins, and the leads in the polls showed that he had a comfortable lead in Wisconsin. What we're hearing looks too close to call, actually. Bring us up to date here, Scott.
Well, that's right, Robert. It may be quite a bit later this evening that we get to hear from John Kerry. He's won 7 of the 14 states he's carried thus far with half the vote or more, and it's not going to be anything like half the vote for John Kerry here in Wisconsin, based on what we're seeing from the network exit polls. Kerry always says he takes nothing for granted, and today that's more than words. Late today, he did a round of television interviews with local stations in an effort to get out the vote. And in one of those interviews, he was asked what margin he'd be comfortable with. He said simply, a win is a win. He also repeated a line he's used elsewhere to try to sort of temper strong showings by his rivals, stressing that he's running in every state while they are, in his words, cherry-picking.
Let's say that this does end up very close, or perhaps if Senator Edwards manages to win somehow. Would that reflect the kind of campaign that Kerry has been running with respect to his Democratic rivals as opposed to President Bush? And do you think it might conceivably change his approach?
Well, he might have to change his approach. Up until now, he's been able to pretty much ignore his Democratic rivals and talk primarily about the Bush administration, as he did in that tape we heard a moment ago. John Edwards has been trying very hard to make this into a two-man race. He had a strong showing in Sunday's debate here in Wisconsin. And one of the gulfs that he's managed to open up between himself and John Kerry is on the issue of trade. Edwards has been challenging Kerry on his support, Kerry's support, for the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Yeah. We've seen that in network exit polls, three-quarters of Wisconsin voters in the Democratic primary said that they thought that trade is costing the U.S. jobs. What actually are the differences between the candidates on trade policy?
Well, of course, John Edwards was not in Congress when the North American Free Trade Agreement was voted on, but he has said he was against it, whereas John Kerry did vote in favor of it. And while Kerry has tried to talk about job losses in Wisconsin as a reflection of the Bush administration, he's been forced to defend his own support for NAFTA. Earlier today, he talked with a group of labor unions about what he called smart trade, which means enforcing labor and environmental standards. But he has tried to draw the line against what he calls protectionism. Yesterday, he called that an invitation to a depression.
Where does Senator Kerry go from Wisconsin, Scott?
Tomorrow, he will be in Ohio, where he'll again be talking with working people and talking up his own plans to retool the economy. Then he's on to Washington, where he's expected to receive the endorsement of the AFL-CIO on Thursday. And Friday, he'll take the day off in Boston, preparing for what may be a more difficult contest building up to March 2nd.
Thank you, Scott. NPR's Scott Horsley speaking to us from the Kerry campaign in Wisconsin.